Maran writes in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Aleph, Ra'ui lechol yere shamayim sheyem metzer v'doeg al chorban bet ha-mikdash. So he talks about the obligation on a daily basis for a God-fearing Jew that he should be pained and worried and concerned about the destruction of the Bet HaMikdash. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that although that should enter a person's mind, Aval HaTorah BaTefilah Yeyeh B'Simcha, but that shouldn't affect his attitude in his prayer. When he's praying, he has to pray B'Simcha. When he's learning, he has to learn B'Simcha. That means there's a time to think about the Bet HaMikdash and the destruction, but don't mix that sadness into the tefillah, like the pasuk says, "Evdu et Hashem b'simcha." So the question is, why during the tefillah shouldn't it concern us that the Beit HaMikdash is not here? We can't pray the Beit HaMikdash. Why shouldn't it concern us when we're learning that we cannot learn in the Beit HaMikdash? So the Chaim Palachi over here says a big chiddush. He says in Ruach Hayim in Ot Yud Zayin that it says tefillot were established keneged temidim, that the tefillah has the status of a korban. Shacharit is keneged the korban tamid shel shachar, minchah is tamid shel ben arbayim. Arbit is the fats and the bones that were brought on the mizbeach. And the Gemara says in Berachot and daf lamed bet amud bet, gedola tefillah yoter min hakorbanot, that the power of tefillah is even greater. So therefore, when you're praying, you don't have to feel bad that there's no Beit HaMikdash, because you're doing something that's even greater than what we had in Beit HaMikdash. So tefillah is actually a consolation. Not only that, but the Gemara Menachot Adaf Kuf Yud says, when it comes to studying Torah, shekol ha'osek b'Torah kilu ekriv korbanot. And therefore, when you're studying, it's like you're bringing the korbanot. So you're doing an action that is as if there is the Beit HaMikdash. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah says during these two items there's no need to be sad, because the tefillah and the Torah are actually on a higher level than the Beit HaMikdash itself.